We're learning with Tzivot Ravadi Yosef. We're in Shailot B'Tzivot Chavedat Chelek Hei, and today Siman Mem Bet. So Siman Mem Bet is dealing with a different issue. It's dealing with Rosh Hashanah. Now normally we try to do the Chagim when it comes to the Chagim, but there's an important lesson in the Halachot of Rosh Hashanah. It's relevant to Rosh Hashanah also, but also for our regular day-to-day lives. And I came across this, I said, oh, may as well do it. So Siman Mem Bet is, we know our practice on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is that between the Tfilat Lachash of the Amidah and the Chazarat Hashat, we say the piyut of Hashem Shemati Simcha Yareti. Right? It's a beautiful piyut. It's very moving. Based on Pesukim and Chabakuk. We say that piyut. So is that acceptable or not? Because if seemingly you're in the middle of tefillah, and you're getting up and singing songs, now you're getting singing songs about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but who told you you can do that in the middle of tefillah? You want to do it at the end? Remember, most of the piyutim we do, although this year we didn't do many of them, most of the piyutim are afterwards. After Chazarat Hashat, we sit and we say all the piyutim. Because you can't just interrupt tefillah with piyutim. They're beautiful. They're moving. So we say them. But after tefillah, why this? What about in between the Chazarat Hashat? Is that acceptable? So there's the Trumat Adeshin. The Trumat Adeshin is one of the later Ashkenazi Rishonim from Germany. He didn't have piyutim, but he was asked the following question. And this was every day of the year. He said, before Shmona Esrei, they would say, Shomea Tfilah Adecha Kol Basar Yavo. That we know from Slichot, right? Psukim in Tehilim. And other psukim that they would say also. So he says, what about these psukim? Well, we're already saying, Hashem Shvatai Tiftach Ufi Agi Tehilatecha. Which is also psukim in Tehilim. So that's acceptable. Maybe other psukim, Shomea Kol Basar, Adecha Kol Basar Yavo, is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu hearing our tefillah. How is that different from Hashem Shvatai Tiftach? So he says, look, Chazal said Hashem Shvatai Tiftach is acceptable. Extra psukim, the Chazan should not say. The Chazan should not say, the Chazan does not need to say these extra psukim since he already said Hashem Shvatai Tiftach. The Beit Yosef said, well, he does not need to, but if he wants to, he's allowed to. That's what he means. And the Magen Avraham says, no. He shouldn't say extra psukim. He already said, Hashem, Shvatai Tiftach, the Prima Gadim quotes this, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, the Chazan should not be saying psukim. Fine. Now, there's a line in the Shara Kavanot, quoting from the Arizal, that says as follows. He has a fascinating piece there. He says, you know what, Ne'ilah, at the end of Ne'ilah, we say Hashem Elohim seven times. Right at the end of Ne'ilah. He says, really, really, you know when we should say, we should have said Hashem Elohim? After the silent Amidah. Why? He's got his reasons. We should have said Hashem Elohim seven times after the silent Amidah. But because we don't want to make a hefsek between the silent Amidah and the Chazarat Hashat, we said don't do it then. We moved it to afterwards. Fascinating. Fascinating. He doesn't... Why we should... I never would have thought to say it then. I thought we said it at the end. No. He said you should have said it then, but you can't because you can't say the psukim then. And in fact, So it sounds like you can't say psukim. And there's a the Moruk Tzia, the Yavet says, really, you know when it's a problem, the Moruk Tzia says? The Moruk Tzia, the Yavet says, it's a problem in Shacharit only. Why Shacharit only? In Shacharit, we have to be Somech Geula L'Tfila. Baruch Adah Hashem Gal Yisrael Hashem Tzvatai Tisa. You have to be Somech Geula L'Tfila. You're not allowed to pause. Okay, but that's for the silent Amidah, right? We say, Baruch Adah Hashem Gal Yisrael, and you go into the silent Amidah, he says, yeah, you're not allowed to talk at all. You shouldn't be doing anything, even to the Chazarat Hashat, no psukim. But he has no problem with individuals saying psukim during the other times. And Rav Avadia says, you know what? That's even what the Shara Kavanot said. What do you mean? The Shara Kavanot said, don't say Hashem Elohim seven times. Rav Avadia says, if you look and you understand what it's saying, he says, no, you know what the problem with saying Hashem Elohim seven times is that the Chazan needs to say it, and we need to repeat it. We say it really 14 times, right? We say Hashem Elohim, Hashem Elohim. We say the whole Pasuk repeats the Pasuk. The real Pasuk in Sefer Melachim is Hashem Elohim, Hashem Elohim. They repeat it twice. So we say the whole Pasuk seven times. So he says, that's the problem. The Chazan says it, then we repeat it. The Chazan says it, we repeat it. That's the problem. But if an individual wants to say Pasukim, an individual wants to say Tehillim, an individual wants to learn Torah, not a problem. Now you have to remember, there are other people around you in the middle of Amidah. So you need to do it quietly, but if such a person is allowed to say Psukim, Tehillim, learn Torah in between, he thinks the problem is only for the Chazan. Ravani quotes the Rav Chida in the Kaf HaChaim Palazzi, who say, you know, you're not allowed to talk in between the Lachash and the Chazarat Ashrat. So he says, yeah, talking's not allowed. Dvarim b'teilim, that's certainly not allowed. You want mistakes in Yilim. You want to learn Torah, that's not what they meant. That you can't be loud because people next to you are saying an Amidah. You don't need a Pesach Halacha to say you're not allowed to disturb the people around you. That's clear. When there are people saying Amidah, obviously you're not allowed to talk. That's clear. You shouldn't be talking at all because there are other people in the middle of Amidah. What we're talking about is, can you on your own learn Torah or say Tehillim? He says, yes. An individual is allowed to say, so what are you supposed to do? You finish the Amidah, your silent Amidah, you're waiting for the Chazan. What are you supposed to do? So, read Tehillim. You shouldn't be doing other things. The person's not supposed to be doing other things in between. Even the permission to learn Torah to say Tehillim, you had to go and find, oh, it's permissible. Certainly to do other things is not allowed. You shouldn't be focusing on other things. You're in the middle of Tefillah, certainly not taking out a phone, certainly not dealing with other things. You're in the middle of Tefillah. You're right, my Amidah finished. And now the Chazan's going to do his thing. But that's not how we relate to it. It's all part of my Tefillah. It's a big chidush. Rav Adi said, you're allowed to learn Torah, say Tehillim. So, you know, he said, no, if my Tefillah is always shorter than the Chazan, I should have a safer Tehillim with me. I'm not going to say Tehillim. I could do Shnai Mikra, I could learn the Daf Gemara. There was a guy in Yeshiva who used to learn the Daf Yomi. The Yeshiva, in Yeshiva, the Chazan would take a long time before he would do the Chazarah. He learned the Daf Yomi during Shacharit and Mincha while he was waiting for the Chazan. Okay, that's really, really, okay, fine. But you could do that. But that's why it's in the middle of Tefillah. In the middle of Tefillah, there shouldn't be another hefsek. But Psukim, getting back to our issue, Psukim and Tehillim are acceptable. So Rav Adi writes, so too, the Psukim of Hashem Shamati Shimachayareti is also appropriate. The Nahar Mitzrayim, right, it has a very moving tune. You read the words. You read the words of that piyut. It's a very moving piyut. So usually I'm in the middle of, usually on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, they don't wait for me. That's my instruction. Fine. But I'm in the middle of my silent Amidah and I hear it and it's very distracting. It's very distracting. It's such a, you can't not listen. You can't, the lev is nimsach. You don't have a choice. You have to like, it's a very moving piyut. Rav Adi says, of course you can say it. You can say it. Then he says, it's better that the Chazan should not. It's better that the Chazan shouldn't say, that other people around should say it. But if the Chazan needs to help out, then technically speaking, it's permissible. Technically speaking, even the Chazan is allowed to say Tehillim if he needed to in between. Right? Technically speaking, the Chazan can also learn Torah in between if he needs to. Better, he shouldn't be saying things out loud. If other people can do the piyut, so that would be great. But if he needs help or he's participating in it, then that would be acceptable. Our practice is the Chazan says the last one, because it gets you right into the tune for the Chazarah, and it's based on this that it is acceptable. Then he quotes some other things. There's some crazy things that some people did. One, the Maharam Brisk writes, they used to sell the Aliyot between the silent Amidah and the Chazarah. Tamari, that sounds very strange. You couldn't find a better time to sell Aliyot. I don't understand. Maybe that's okay as long as the Chazan doesn't participate. We don't go out Kedei Kaf. Everybody said, no. We shouldn't be making long breaks. We shouldn't be making long breaks, and we shouldn't be talking about anything. We shouldn't be certainly talking to another person because that's going to disturb them. But to learn Torah, to say Tehillim, that's appropriate. What else are you going to do? You can't do anything else. You're not supposed to be doing anything else. So therefore, yeah, a person should know if they're usually the type to finish quickly, they should bring a separate Tehillim with them so they can say Tehillim. And he says, and therefore also you could say the piyutim that are in the machzor between the silence when Amidah and the Chazar are acceptable. He says, maybe Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is worse. You shouldn't say anything. Why? Because you're in the middle of its kiyot also. Remember, Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, you're in the middle of its kiyot. So maybe there you shouldn't say the piyut. He says, maybe there's Makom Lachmir. That's our practice. Our practice is we only say Hashem Shamati Shimachai Areti Shacharit. We don't say it at Musaf because we don't want to add in piyutim in the middle of the tzkiyot. But that's a tzkiyot issue. That is not a Amidah issue. But in between the silence and the chazara, so learning Torah is acceptable, Tehillim is acceptable, but that's it. Nothing else should be done during that time.